Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Monbuquet. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Tillman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Agee out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Amaro moves to second. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hansen. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Amaro applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Martin and he is out, Causey applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle fields the ball and throws to Monbukett covering. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbukhet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukhet is 0-for-0 in the game. Monbukhet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukhet fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to second. Ken Boyer pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. Amaro moves to second. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Amaro. Agee moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Mike Hegan pinch runs for Mickey Mantle. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNerney for a passed ball. Robinson moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman strikes out. McNairtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tillman out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Amaro is walked intentionally. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Amaro moves to second. Steve Jones now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jones. Robinson scores. Amaro moves to third. Monbouquet moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards center. Robinson fields it and throws to second to catch Ward for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.